Good morning, Dr. Olivero, dictating for September 25th, 2024. The name of the patient is Carl, C-A-R-L, and the last name is Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old male that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease stage 4 that is most likely associated to the nephrosclerosis related to diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. The patient has atherosclerotic heart disease and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Those are all contributory factors for the deterioration of the kidney function. The patient kidney function has remained stable, and the serum creatinine is 2.4, the BUN is 24, and the estimated GFR is 27. Unfortunately, the protein creatinine ratio and the microalbumin creatinine ratio were not done. However, the urinalysis shows a dipstick with negative proteinuria. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient is followed by endocrinology. They decided to stop the use of Rybelsus, and they put him on Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams sub Q every week. The hemoglobin A1C is trending down from 10.2 to 9.5. And this is just a recent change. In other words, the hemoglobin AC is trending down. The patient is following the diet, and he's losing weight. He has lost 5 pounds since the last visit. He's down to 228 pounds. I stress to the patient that they need to continue losing weight, and also stress the need for a foot checks every night by the wife or the caregiver, because he has tendency to ulcerations in the lower extremities, and he has severe peripheral neuropathy, and he has peripheral vascular disease. He has an ulcer that in one of the toes that is followed by Dr. Ebanks, and he has a diabetic foot. Diabetic shoe. Following over, proteinuria. We mentioned that before. The urinalysis is with negative protein. Following over, essential hypertension. The blood pressure is 130 over 80. We continue to monitor the blood pressure. This is trending now down. Following number, hypothyroidism.
He called you back.
On replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 66, the HDL is 22, triglycerides 120, and LDL is 23. The patient is taking 60 milligrams of atorvastatin. I think that at this point the dose has been adjusted, and he has been recommended to be 40 milligrams in the evening time. But the patient is going to follow the diet. He's going to take the medication, and it is for the physicians to follow this cholesterol. Following number, heart failure has been asymptomatic, and the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that has been compensated. The patient is feeling much better. I am going to evaluate him in January of 2025 after the endocrinology evaluation, and we're going to order laboratory workup that is going to include the protein creatinine and the microalbumin creatinine ratio. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 17 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.